You're listening to The Big Race Preview from Ladbrokes.
Hello and welcome once again to the Ladbrokes Big Race Podcast with me, Ben Stones. I'm joined by Dave Jolly. Now, while most people may be looking forward to the Cheltenham Festival, certain connections will have one eye on the Grand National. So with the Grand National trial on the card at Haydock on Saturday, we're going to look at that today. Now, for this race, we've got the 2nd, 4th and 5th from the Welsh National at Chepstow in Benvolio, Monbegdud and Benbens. The weights were the changes, Dave. We've got Monbegdud and Benvolio. You know, obviously, Monbegdud's getting a fair bit more, or he's not quite as worse off at the weights as he was with Benvolio from that Chepstow run. Can you see him perhaps closing the gap this time around?
Yeah, I do add too. I think I prefer Monbegdud today. Obviously, as you say, 4th in the Welsh National last time out. Previously to that, it was 4th in the NSC Gold Cup, beaten around 20 lengths by Many Clouds. We know that that's sort of fairly strong form. And 7th in last year's National. The trainer, Scudamore, reports everything's fine. He's never been happier with the horse, so I'm expecting a big run from him.
Yeah, me too. I think Monbegdud would probably be out of the two that we are looking at. I mean, one positive for Benvolio is looking back at the last 10 winners of this race, 9 of them raced from the front. And obviously he went from the front at Chepstow and was only narrowly touched off. So he's got that in his locker. Benbens, he will need to improve a bit. You know, he's worse off at the weights with the two above him. He will need to eke out more, but he's relatively unexposed for a horse of 10 years old. He's only run 17 times. He was 2nd in the Peter Marsh chase, and he was staying on strongly that day. So do you think with a step back up to 3.5 mile suit him?
I think there's every chance you're right. He has finished strongly on his last couple of outings. The form lines would suggest that he's got to turn around several bits of form, and so he's not for me.
Yeah, one bit of form he will have to turn around is that Peter Marsh chase. He's probably waited to do it. He was only beaten a neck by Samstown, and he's got a 4-pound swing in the weights with that one. Looking at some of the others in the field, we've got Rigardin de Beauchesne. Obviously, he was last year's winner, but he's been pulled up on all three starts since. He's £7 higher than his success in this race last year. But one thing you probably can hold on to with this horse is that he was pulled up on both his starts before winning this race last season, as we mentioned. He did the same towards the back end of last season, but he has been pulled up once again since in a contest at the start of the campaign. So he's got a lot of work on his hands to regain his title.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's been pulled up 5 of his last 6 runs. That doesn't look... So there's a little bit of a leap of faith with this horse. He looks fairly short-priced, but... You know, he was a decent animal, won it last year, was 2nd the year before. Last year he beat Empress Choice, which is another Venetia Williams horse. That horse has been going on to run some very big races and has very strong form lines against a lot of these runners. So if back to form, and that's a big if, and if he gets around safely, he will be a major player, but a bit short for me at the moment.
Yeah, and one other one that has got form lines of Emperor's Choice is Gasoline Boy. Now, he ran in the Welsh National. He was pulled up that day. But before that, he finished 13 lengths ahead of Emperor's Choice over course and distance back in November. He's got a return to better ground, likely, on Saturday than he faced at Chepstow. Do you think he could outrun his price at 10-1?
I like the connections, obviously. Hobbs, Richard Johnson due to ride. I completely agree. I think this is all about the ground with this horse. At the moment, we're looking at soft ground. It's drying out. Unfortunately, there is quite a bit of rain forecast for Friday evening. If that gets into the ground, that will lessen this horse's chances. But if it's sort of not too soft or approaching good to soft, I expect a big run from this horse.
We've covered most of the ones towards ahead of the market. Is there anything perhaps at a bigger price that might interest you at all?
I'll be honest with you, I was really trying to find one down the lower end of the weights, and I'm really struggling. We haven't really mentioned Broadway Buffalo, who will appreciate the giving the ground and probably will like the trip as well. Lock Bar, which is Mick Shannon's horse, I think this was 3rd in this last year. So that sort of form ain't bad. Although I noticed he's had 6 different jockeys on his 6 last runs. that's about the most interesting thing I can find about it, to be honest. No, look, for me, I'd probably stick with Monbegdud for me. My other alternative would be an each way bet on Gasoline Boy.
Yeah, I think Monbegdud will probably be the winner for me. One perhaps worth a mention at a bigger price is Harry the Viking. Now, he's had a change of stable. He's joined Sandy Thompson this season. He's been coming on a fair bit. Obviously, he's getting on in the years now, so I think a staying trip suiting him. He's probably lost a bit of his pace. But about the 20-25 to 1 mark, you know, he was runner-up to Lifer, who reopposes again. It's £5 better off for a two-length beating from that day. You know, staying trip will suit him, and he was runner-up in a four-miler at Cheltenham Festival a few years back. So I think if rekindling some of that form, he might be in with running into the places. But I think for me, I can't see past Monbeg Dude really for the winner. So hopefully, whatever you get on, you know, you'll be able to spot that value. But for us, it's Monbeg Dude. That's all we got time for today. Yeah, Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you again next time. Goodbye.